chicken!
Ah! Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes! Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip!
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
And it is I, Quince Edward Flatulence III, and we have taken lots and lots of care to produce this new episode of Radio Lawn. Leader piece work for weeks, getting these master recordings in place. It's unusual. Well, maybe you'll enjoy it, maybe you won't. But here it is, a new episode of if you're listening, and of course it might be 3 years old. Doesn't matter. Same old story.
Hey, Toad Leader piece here. As I recorded with a cell phone, audio quality's not so good. But what the hell? Keep it live. We're doing it live.
Hey, everybody, it's Toad Leaderpiece. I'm your host with the most out here live on the road. A road so pickled, it's a parking lot half the time. That's right. If you're feeling like driving around this summer, make sure you drive through beautiful Columbus. Because every single road through Columbus, even the circle detour around Columbus, is all under construction. And when you park in your parking lot for 25 minutes and move 5 inches and you get off the freeway, well, let me tell you, that is a good time for all you fans of driving and being stuck in this shit. So you can do that. Yay! Well, here I am driving to Louisville to go to Kentucky Kingdom. Now, this is the first time I've ever driven down to Louisville at this time of evening. So that'll mean I left at about 8 o'clock. That's when I worked till. And I drove for a couple of hours, and then I got into Columbus traffic and was stuck there for an hour. So I'll be arriving in Louisville at, 4 or 5 o'clock, and maybe get a half an hour sleep, and then go to an amusement park that I really don't care about, but I was invited, so what the hell? it's loads of laughs. It's loads of fun. Hey, we just had the 4th of July. 4th of July was great. I was with Boomski. Boomski Boom. That was fun. And now I get to see my friend in Louisville and have some Cumberland beers and get a ride back to the hotel to come home Sunday morning. So I'm live on the road, and I thought, well, hey, I got this cell phone thing that's not working yet. It's not hooked up to be a cell phone quite yet. Why don't I go ahead and start recording and record my Radio Lawn show so I can produce this and get it done quickly? Trouble is, like Adam Carolla, I don't know, he might be a little wittier than me. Just a bit wittier. Well, so, yes, I'm using all of the but to kill time. That's what we do. That's what happens when you have to kill time. Hey, no one kills time like driving the 2-hour strip that's absolutely lifeless between Columbus and Cincinnati. That's what I'm doing now. And passing a truck. Hey, beep your horn, beep your horn. Wah, wah. I think Christine was following me. Not Christine, but who was the other one? Maximum Overdrive. Yeah, I was being followed with a truck with a jackal or a joker. Joker, that's right. Jackal, joker, whatever. Whoop, whoop. I think that's it. I gotta now look down from the distance to the telephone and shut this mess off. And then maybe Gush Limbarge can take over, because he knows what's going on. He has more topics to say. I have topics. Here's a topic. talk amongst yourselves. Driving in a car sucks. Why couldn't I have flown to Louisville? Because from Cleveland to Louisville, there's no nonstop flights, bitch! Alright. Enough of the rant. Maybe this will be a travelogue. I always wanted to do the roads of Parma. And just travel to the city of Parma and do Parma stuff for Radio Lawn. Well, we're doing the travelogue. Me in the city. Me in the, frickin' longest freeway in the world. Need a shoe? How about a boot? Meep boot, meep boot, get your meep boot. No! Improved! Kentucky meep boot! Kentucky meep boot! Kentucky meep boot! Kentucky meep boot! Boots made for meat! Sealed in a charred bowl! And whiskey! Whiskey boots! Whiskey boot! Whiskey boot! Get your veal, chicken, beef, pork, fish! We have whiskey boots! Whiskey boots are good! Whiskey boots are taste good! They're good for whiskey! You've had whiskey marinated steak? You've had whiskey marinated chicken? Well now, whiskey marinated meat boot! Meat boot, meat boot! Get your meat boot! Available veal, chicken, beef, pork, fish! Charbroiled! And then put it on your grill and charbroil it! And then wear it on your foot! Isn't that neat? That's neat! Meat boot! Meat boot! Get your meat boot! Meat boot! Coming soon to the Dying Mall in Dying, Pennsylvania! Another couple big stores have gone under, and we got the best of the Dying Mall! We had them go under 20 years ago, but we still got their products, and now we've got an extra influx of Sears and Macy's and JCPenney's shirt racks, coat hangers, and other miscellaneous crap. It's Toad on the Road, Toad on the Road. Toad Leader Piece here. It's now 1:37 p.m. A.M. P.M. Hey, that was a chain. They were around for a little while. And now I've entered the foggy world of fog, 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 and plenty of brake lights on a two-lane road. Everybody's driving like a maniac. Yes, I had some very, very subpar McDonald's. Very subpar McDonald's. But, you know, food is food. When you haven't eaten since 2 in the afternoon, and it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. So, I get a little in my gut, which is probably going to make me go putt, putt, putt. I'm on the two-lane road. This is Deer Hit Alley, so I've got to be careful. Got to be cautious. Oh, hell. I never want to take this trip at 2 in the morning again. Yes, I should have said, hey, I'll see you at noon. But even then, I would have been delayed by another hour, because I didn't expect. So, in the aforementioned rant, I'm driving down the street, driving on 71, and I saw one sign only, said, guess what? The freeway's closed. Oh, you're out of luck, fuck. Yes. And then, of course, they don't tell you to take the 275 or 74, 271, whatever the detour is through Columbus. They don't tell you to do that. Nope. It's too late. I found out. And then I went about, oh, I don't know, a quarter of a mile in 30 minutes. So I just made it off the exit. And it wasn't even the exit they were detouring everybody off on. Because the freeway was closed. Freeway! Freeway! Closed. Closed! I've never, ever, ever had the freeway closed! So, I backtracked and went around the 275 or 74 or whatever the hell the freeway is. I backtracked and I started going around, and sure enough, that's all torn up, under construction, and I was in a parking lot again. Drove me nuts. What the hell? I should have gone the other way, which would have taken me around the opposite direction. Maybe Woodenhead Construction, but I bet you there is. I bet you. So, welcome to Columbus. All right. So that delayed me by an hour. Man. The two parking lots I was in delayed me for an hour. All right. Okay. Wait a minute. Up. Yeah. Here's the end. Okay. I'm through. Yay. I started driving again, and then I had to stop for gas and, you know, offload the urine, that kind of thing. In my trucker bottle. No, I don't have a trucker bottle. So I had to get out the road there, and I got the worst McDonald's in the world. Truck stop McDonald's at midnight. Yep, not the best McDonald's. Not made with the best care. Fresh out the microwave. So, all right, I'm fine, I'm okay, okay, I'm all set, I'm going, everything's good. Get closer to Cincinnati, and guess what? I-71 South closed at River. So I say, okay, what, River Drive, something like that, they're going to have a detour. So it'll close somewhere. Get a little closer. It says, tune to AM 1640. Tune to AM 1640, nothing there. Then I see, tune to AM 1710. Nothing there. Oh, AM 1710 was an actual song, like a hip-hop song or something. And then a sign said, tune to AM 1640. Nothing there. But then, thank goodness, one of the signs said, detour 2 or 471. I'd never been on this freeway. So sure enough, when I got closer and closer and closer, this bridge was closed. The bridge on the freeway was closed. So this is two. It's not bad enough that it happened once. Happened twice. I had to go a detour. I've never had two detours on a freeway. When I lived in Toledo, we had a freeway that had a drawbridge on it. And it would go up, and all freeway traffic would be backed up for a couple of miles because a boat was going through. I got caught for that a couple of times. That was fun. At least, this Cincinnati's a bigger city than the Columbus Sea. More population in Cincinnati, because it's greater Cincinnati, Kentucky and Cincinnati. That way, I took the route, and the route was a different route, but it went right over the bridge, right over the water, and then you could see the other bridge there, right across the water, and then up into Kentucky, but you kind of like zigzag one way, and then you zigzag back, so it added probably, I don't know, it actually was pretty nice, because they had refinished it and made sure everything was good, probably before they started work on it, so it was actually a nice route, but I've never been on that road before in my life because it's a big roundabout way just to take the direct way, which I've learned that when I'm coming back, I'm going to have to take. Well, actually, they said the bridge going the opposite direction out of Cincinnati, out of Kentucky into Cincinnati, they say is... The left lane is closed. So that means that the bridge still goes through. But I don't care. I'm going to take 471 or whatever the fuck 71 I was on. I don't know. I'm going to take that. Because then I'll come off and get into more construction and traffic. And then maybe I'll get home. So here I am talking to myself, talking to you right here to kill time. As we're motoring down past Kentucky Speedway, this is where I'd be going if I was going to Madison. Hello, exit to Madison. I would be coming this way. But no, I'm going all the way to Louisville. Going all the way. Because I got Kentucky Kingdom to do in only 7 hours. 6 hours? Something like that. Oh, and the hotel has breakfast. Average. They always have that nasty sausage gravy that I don't know where they get that gravy from. I suppose that it's leftover glue from the Elmer's plant and leftover remnants from, I don't know, Acme Sausage Company. Acme Sausage Company, Chicago, Illinois. That's right. All right, so here I am. Maybe I want to wrap this up and I'll give you on the road on the way home. There's a good burp. I love a good burp. I love a good burp. It's on the road with Leader Peas. That's right. Day... what is this day? It's essentially day two. Because I was driving... well, I started Friday night. Ended on Saturday morning sometime. And now it's Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! I know you're out there, aren't you, Pige? Mud hath just returned and shall do the show. While I'm recording this, actually, well, yeah, 5 o'clock, 5, 6, 6, 7, 8, yeah, okay. So he's probably back there, tired as hell, but oh well, he went to Kentucky Kingdom, and I was invited to it, and I went through the trouble of getting to where I was going on the freeways, where they had both of them closed, both of them, and I made it here. Now I'm here, and I'm coming back. So, Kentucky Kingdom. What a hole! There's a bunch of banks there! No, no, no! I never did go there the whole time I lived in Louisville. Because I had other things to do. In fact, I wasn't doing roller coasters at all before I went to Louisville. And when I came back to Louisville, they just reopened it a couple years ago, but I've been avoiding it, avoiding it, avoiding it. This year, I couldn't refuse because I'd get in the park free. What the heck? And I'd see my friends down in Louisville, so I went.
Mutt from the Paw Pet Show.
Left at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I didn't even really get a chance to say hi to him. It was like a, hey, hey. That was it. But I didn't care, because I'd sleep until noon. Noon! And then I'd go to the park. So unfortunately, that didn't work out. In fact... didn't work out a lot. This is where the place we stayed, called Sleep In, really surprised me, because they don't expect you to sleep in at Sleep In. Not at all. I was going there at noon. I got woke 3, 4, 5 times. And then when I got back from getting the water, I couldn't even go to sleep, because we were right outside the pool, where somebody had a nice set of expletives with his girlfriend via his cell phone. I like that. And... the do not disturb signs in hotels don't mean shit. They don't mean nothing. You can have a big, huge tape across, a big yellow tape scrawled across, say, do not disturb. Somebody's in here trying to sleep at Sleep In. So do not disturb. What happens? Bang, bang, housekeeping. And then, because the walls are paper thin, I got to hear it. Continuously going down the hall. Boom, boom, housekeeping. Boom, boom, housekeeping. Boom, boom, housekeeping. It's a good thing for deadbolts, because they can just... and if they go... they run into the deadbolt, they realize... huh, someone's in there. I ended up getting in the park about 2 o'clock. And it's all right. It's nice. I saw the seal show. No, they're not seals. They're sea lions. Saw the sea lion show. And it's fun to watch a big 300-pound animal stand up on one fin. But I'd like that job. Performing for crowds and just getting fish to eat the whole time. Swimming. Sliding on the deck like some idiot. It must be nice. Nice. Maybe I'm going to change my furry thing. I'm going to be a sea lion now. It'll be a sea lion show. Sea lion show! Sea lion show! Hey, Ma, I want to go see a sea lion show. Sea lion show, sea lion show. I want to see a sea lion show. So I went to, because it was a park with some roller coasters, and I happen to enjoy roller coasters, I decided I'm going to enjoy some roller coasters. So, I go back to enjoy a roller coaster, and it's one of these newfangled ones, and they have new redesigned seats and etc. And I said, well, I'm a little bit heavy, but I should fit in the seat, shouldn't I? Maybe I should just try it out. Sit in the seat. Holy crap! It wouldn't fit. I would not fit. How embarrassing is it? I mean, if you're a little kid, I can see it. But if you're an adult and you sit down in one of those seats to see if you'll fit, and you're too fat to fit?
Mutt from the Paw Pet Show.
Just barely fit, but he fit. He was able to close, and he paid the price. Because these restraints, they lock up your knees and push back your chest. And the trouble with that is, when you're on a coaster and it's going up and down and all around and it has a little bit of roughness to it, and your knees are in your chest, there's no place for them to go. So you get banged up. But the main thing is, I couldn't ride any of them because I couldn't fit. So you're saying, lose weight, you fat. I know. But, gee, I know a park called Cedar Point where most of the rides fit. And if they don't fit, they have that special seat, row 5. Seat 2. That's just for you. But at least I can ride the ride! We're on the sleep strip right now. The big long piece of freeway where somebody that's not going 75 miles an hour, which is the general speed, blocks up and has a line of traffic behind him for about an hour. And if I want to get over to try and speed up, there's a line of traffic behind me about a half an hour. It stinks. It stinks! But otherwise, I managed to have a little bit of fun. I saw, Angry Birds! Yay! I was probably the only one that has never played or heard of or cares about Angry Birds in that theater. It was a fun, fun video. I had no idea what anything was going on. Something about they stole eggs, or somebody stole eggs, and they like slingshots, and they like to hit targets, and an advertisement for Target, and I wonder where the Target dog was. That's what I wanted to see. Where's Target dog? Bring his ass out here. Ah. So I enjoyed that, and we walked from the hotel to the park, and it was 95 degrees and sunny, so naturally it was a little bit warm. I bought Family Dollar sunscreen for $3, I asked where a drugstore was, and they said about 5 miles. So I went 5 miles, and there was a Family Dollar across from a drugstore. So I figured I'd get the stuff cheaper. Yeah, but it worked. It worked great, actually. It smells good, and it works great. So rock and roll for that. I don't have a sunburn. So when we were done, then my friend and his wife from Louisville, they actually live in Louisville, we decide to go out to the place that I consider what is always good, the Cumberland Brewery. So I went go out and I order a beer and thought it was good. And then I convinced
Mutt from the Paw Pet Show
to order a beer. And he thought it was, average. But he got a dinner special. He got a chicken dinner special. They served him a chicken sandwich that was dry, that needed like, I don't know, could have spit on it and make it a little bit moister. Moist. But I guess he didn't like his chicken, and his review shows it. I'm like, wait a minute, this is the Cumberland. You can't give them a bad review. He says, I can, and I did. Oh, man. So maybe that wasn't the place to take him, but he did mention that it was the special, and I've had their specials. Sometimes they're out of the world, out of the park, just excellent. And sometimes, they're okay. And then we went to a coffee place called Sefai, and his wife found a book. She's a writer by trade, Nicole Cushing, ladies and gentlemen, author of Mr. Suicide. That's right, Nicole Cushing's Mr. Suicide, available on Amazon. Hey. And this morning we woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So he could get into his plane so he could return home and he could make it to the Bob Head Show. Yay! Not disappoint all of his fans. Yay! So I went this morning and got me some credit for drawing at Burger King. Burger King! And then my friend came and we went over the bridge. And then after the bridge, I noticed that my pair of shoes... My good pair of shoes, the only pair of tennis shoes that I've worn, that I liked. They're very fine shoes, Skechers. I had a pair of Skechers that lasted 4 years, and the only reason why I got a new pair of Skechers is because my old pair of Skechers was kind of sort of, the rubber was getting old, so it was getting heavy and flat-footed. I still use them to do my lawn. I put those on to do my lawn. So this new pair, unfortunately... I don't think it's lasted 2 years. And I'm walking along, and all of a sudden I say, ow, my foot hurts. So I sat down and thought, eh, maybe I got a pebble in it or something like that. I sit down and take a look at the shoe, and sure enough, it's got a tear in it, in the sole of the shoe. Like, because there's nothing, there's no rubber there. I had worn it through, because it has a sculpted bottom. Little sculpted pieces of plastic. And they have just worn out. So I'm kind of walking, and my foot hurts, and I take a look at my foot, and I say, I think I'm getting a blister there, because there's nothing else for the foot. It's like walking barefoot on that little piece. So where do we go for shoes? The best place for shoes, Walmart. Because he told me, hey, you know, I bought some $10 shoes. Oh, yeah, all right, I can't get a pair of $10 shoes until I can buy a nice pair that I can buy. I ended up buying a $20 pair of shoes, and like Kmart shoes, I expect them to last 6 months, and then I'll have to get a new pair of shoes. Stopover shoes. So we decided, where else can we go? Where else can we go? We went to this little joint with, we just went in. There was hardly anybody in there. It's a little joint. It's a converted house right downtown. They have a lot of converted houses that have been, one's been converted to a coffee shop that's next door. So we went in there and she brought us our iced teas. I said, I am going to look at the beer menu, but we want two iced teas. Brings over this iced tea. I take a couple sips of it and say, this could be the best iced tea I've ever had. Now, she said it was sun brewed. See, that's what she told us when we asked her, would you have iced tea? So I drink it and I just like, oh my gosh. It could be the best iced tea in the world. It's not sweetened. It's so good. So she comes back and I say, yeah, the iced tea is so great. Whose is it? Or what brand is it? Or she goes, it's a Lipton cold brew. And we brew it in with the sun. We put the packs in cold. And we use the sun to brew them. It's the most incredible. You're kidding me. Lipton tea? Taste this good? So I had a feeling that she sort of thought I was ripping on the tea, and then she proceeded to not ignore us, but not exactly take the most friendly stance with us, so I don't know. And then she tried to give us a free, I was like, I can't, we're going to pay for it, because I love it, I honestly do, I do. So I guess I tried to explain myself a little too much to somebody who didn't believe me. Oh well. So, this has been On the Road with Leader Peace, and I know you're probably like, come on, can't you do a better show than this? Bring back the comedy. What's so funny about this shit? Well, sometimes you just got to indulge. And besides, I've never done it before. If I was in Parma, I would have done it. Oh, it's all the time we got on the radio and show, and I'm going to go to sleep and drink my coffee. We'll let Quince Everett Flatulence take you out. Quince, take us out, bitch.
Well, that'll do it for a fine, fine Radio Lawn show. Nice work, Leader Peace. Good effort put in. Fun for all. Yeah. Fin's Express. Never mind. See you next time. Bye.
Mike from the Papa Papa Show.